Thank you for meeting with us on this second lesson, on the lesson entitled, God Gave Unto Him, which God gave. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave. That's the title. Unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Revelation 1:1. John bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is they that hear. Blessed are they who keep these things that are written. For the time is at hand. And Revelation 22 and verse number 6. These things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. In verse number 20, he said, he has signified these things. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. And so he says that these things are written that you might believe. And these things are those things that cause us to understand the revelation of God to us in this age. And in verse number 10 of Revelation 22, he says, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Now, if you are involved with any kind of religious understanding that the book of the Revelation is yet for future days, and yet we're going to go into some third event, like the Old Testament was first dispensation, the New Testament was the New Covenant was second dispensation, and he said there ain't going to be no third. And you're looking for some kind of millennial or something, you better be careful, because God has said twice, the time is at hand. And what he was talking about was the book of the Revelation is the administration. Well, let me say it this way. It is the declaration of the administration of the office of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the layout of the New Testament church. It started 2,000 years ago. If you think it's yet future, when you get to the bus stop, you're going to find the bus is already gone. You need to be careful and understand that the time is at hand. And these things are given of God. And this thing is fastly winding down. So we want to look and see those things which God gave. Go back with me, if you will, to the book of Matthew, chapter 16. The book of Matthew, chapter 16. Well, I know it's in here somewhere. Matthew, there it is. Matthew, chapter 16. Beginning with verse number 13. I want to stress the fact, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave. This is given by the Lord. This came down from heaven. This is that which Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit brought down to us. Now, in Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He didn't ask the question to get an answer. He already knew the answer. He just wanted to put something on their mind. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. That's how crazy and goofy men are. Well, John the Baptist risen from the dead. Some say Isaiah. Some say Jeremiah, one of the prophets. People would rather climb a tree and believe a lie than stand on the ground and believe the truth. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Now this is getting more personal. Who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now listen what Jesus said. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah. That means Simon, son of Jonah. Why did he call him blessed? Number one, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. But number two, who did reveal it? But my Father, which is in heaven, understood, did reveal it unto you. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of error about this passage. Number one, Jesus said, I'm going to give y'all an opportunity to give your statement of faith. Who am I? And friend, you need to answer that question too before the Lord, not before me or some preacher, but before the Lord. Between you and God, who is Jesus Christ? And the only answer is, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said that answer is blessed because, number one, it didn't come from flesh and blood. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, this thing comes down from heaven. He said, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. If you know who Jesus Christ is, you did not get that from a preacher. You did not get that from religion. You did not get that by memorizing a confession of faith. You did not get that by studying some catechism. If you really, truly, honestly, sincerely, and absolutely know that Jesus Christ is very God of very God, He is God the Son, you got that from the Holy Spirit by God the Father. You didn't get it by flesh and blood. That's what God said. Now let's clear this up. And I say also unto thee, you know who I am, I know who you are. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, that's what the word Peter means, it means a rock, I will build my church. The Roman Catholics and a lot of other people, Baptists as well, think, well, Peter then, he's the first pope. He's the first bishop, God's saying, on Peter's faith. No, it was Peter's faith, but it was the faith that flesh and blood didn't give him. So it didn't come from Peter. It talks about the faith which was once delivered to the saints. The gift of God is faith. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, Peter, not of yourselves, Pope, not of yourselves, Roman Catholics, not of yourselves, Baptists, not of yourselves, religionists. It is the gift of God. That's what God is saying here. What rock is he talking about? He just got through saying it. It's the rock of God revealed and God granted faith. When God Almighty grants faith to a lost soul, and they come and have their eyes open and their understanding given. And he says, as he says in 1 John 5:20 that we quoted you earlier, he give us his Son, and with him hath given us an understanding. Let me read that verse because I don't feel like I'm doing it proper justice. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 20. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Eternal life and the true God is having an understanding from Jesus Christ. We know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding. So he's not talking about Peter's confession. He's referring to it, but he's talking about God's revelation of faith and understanding into Peter's heart. That's the rock upon which he builds his church. Dear soul, the rains come, the floods rise, the winds blow, and the house on the rock stands firm, that's a picture of the church. That ain't talking about me believing in Peter. That's talking about God inside my soul, believing in God for me and through me and to me. God is manifesting himself on my behalf as being, as having the understanding of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. But who do you say that I am? That can't come from anything other than a revelation of God by the Holy Spirit, if it is a true confession. So Peter is being told, this is not flesh and blood. I don't know how we can say this is Peter's faith when he just got through saying this is not flesh and blood. It's not Peter. It's God in Peter. It's God manifesting himself to Peter. It's God manifesting himself through Peter. He has given us an understanding. So he says, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, the rock of revealed faith that God has given you, that I build my church. Every Peter, every rock, every Christian that digs down and doesn't build his faith on the surface, the sandy surface, but digs down to bedrock and finds Christ and establishes himself on Christ, that's who he's talking about. That's the rock of faith. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, dear soul. He told you in John chapter 10, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Nobody can pluck them out of my hand. I'm establishing you. I give unto them eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's that rock that can't be shaken. That's that faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, not Peter's faith. Thank God that Peter had faith. Don't want to take anything away from the Apostle Peter. Amazing man that God raised him up to be. He was just a sinner like everybody else at the beginning. And God made him into something that was usable and that was inspirational for us. And we appreciate his writings. His first and second epistles are tremendous, especially if you're going to study the cross and study afflictions. You're going to have to go to Peter's writings. Thank God for that. But Peter can't have faith for me. My faith, your faith, comes from Jesus Christ, not from Peter. The church is not built upon Peter's faith. It's built upon God's revelation of his Son that establishes faith for all his ransomed church of God. And therefore, all of us, as the gospel go forth, we have the keys of the kingdom. Jesus said, I can open and no man can shut. I can shut and no man can open. Those are the keys that you have. Go to God the Father. You're sitting in traffic in Atlanta on 285 and you're going nuts. You think you're going to be late for work because of all the stupid traffic there is. And you can sit there and with peace and quiet and in tranquility and open with the keys of faith and prayer and talk to God and enjoy yourself in what otherwise would be a hair-tearing out situation. And dear soul, you can say things to other people. You don't realize how it affects them and what it does, and God can use your words. He said, God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I may speak a word in season to him that is weary. Wonderful words of life. Speak them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. How did they come out of your mouth? The Holy Spirit. That's that faith that God gives. That's that church that God gives. That's that rock of faith that God gives. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It's not by flesh and blood. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave. It comes from the Lord. It cannot come from anyone else. John chapter 3 and verse 31. John 3:31. He that cometh from above is above all, Jesus Christ. He that is of the earth is earthy, me and you, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifies, and no man receiveth his testimony. You can't receive it of your own natural mind. It's not by flesh and blood. It came down from heaven. Jesus Christ brought it to us. It was brought down from heaven by God the Father through the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ. Peter's got it. Well, good. Answer the question. Who do you say I am? Wonderful. Blessed art thou, son of Jonah. But it wasn't because you're the son of Jonah that you got that. But you're blessed as the son of Jonah because my Father revealed that unto you because you're his son. And so are you if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 8, verse 25. John chapter 8, verse 25. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I've been telling you the truth all along. I have many things I could say to you, to judge of you. I have many things to say, and I could judge of you. But he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. Jesus said, My words are not my words, they are my Father's words. They're my words that come from me, but they come from the Father. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. When you lift me up on the cross and redemption is paid for, and the Father is satisfied and the Holy Spirit comes and redemption is completed, it is finished, and the Holy Spirit is sent to make application of that which Jesus has purchased, then you're going to understand that this thing is not a religion made up of men. It came down from heaven. It came down from the Father. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above and sent down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Do you have a revelation of Jesus Christ? You say yes. All right, let me ask you this. Where'd you get it? Well, I was in church one day. I didn't ask you where you was, when you got it. I asked you, where'd you get it? How did you get it? There ain't but one way you can answer that, and I got it by the Holy Spirit. I got it by God the Father, sent down through Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to show unto us. I have seen it. I have received it. I have believed it. It's come down to me. Thank God for that. But it didn't originate with me. It originated with God the Father, through God the Son, by the Holy Spirit, through his apostles. Thank God. And it was not by flesh and blood. Let me read you something. Luke chapter 11. The book of Luke chapter 11. This is amazing. It's very short. Be sure you get it. Listen. Luke chapter 11, verse 27. And it came to pass, as he spake, as Christ spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. You say, well, that's how a woman would feel. Yep. And I don't have anything to say contrary to that, but Jesus had something to say which is above that. He said, you're talking about flesh and blood. And yes, that's good. It was necessary. It's needful. But the first words that he says, the first word that he said in response to this was a word of contradiction. But He said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. He didn't get in an argument with a female. He wasn't contradicting what she was saying or saying it was wrong. He said, but this is something you should be considering better. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Rise up, O men of God, have done with lesser things. Ye that are risen with Christ, set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. Come on. He said, come up hither, and suddenly I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And now I begin to see the things of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Dear soul, yes, thank God for motherhood. Thank God for the miracle of birth. It's unbelievable how that the human body can produce another human. It's an amazing miracle, yes. But why did God give you that? The natural birth is given to you to show you the spiritual birth. You must be born from above. Blessed is that womb. Blessed are those paps that gave thee suck. Yes, no, we've got nothing to argue with about that. But there's something more that you should be seeing. That you shouldn't stop there. Why did God give you those things? It's to give you an understanding that there is that which God is speaking of that is spiritual, that is glorious. You must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit. He said, so is all of those that are born of the Spirit. And he says, but rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. He's not going to go into a dissertation about natural birth, about the working of the female body, which is a marvelous thing. And he's the one that established it and set it up to be so. He's not going to contradict that. But he's saying, but I want you to see something more than that. Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word and keep it. And that's what the Lord is saying here in the book of the Revelation. He says in Revelation chapter 1. In verse 3, blessed are they that read, blessed are they that hear the words of this prophecy, and that keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. That's what he says to that woman. Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And he's saying to John, blessed are they that read, that hear, and that keep these words, for the time is at hand. Dear soul, I'm thankful for what you know about religion, about your Bible, but that's not going to be able to carry you on into eternal glory. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby you must be saved. That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You're going to have to come to Christ. But I'm a good man. Good ain't enough. You're going to have to be a glorious man. You're going to have to be a perfect man. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. How can I be perfect? That's my point. You can only be perfect by the perfect one dwelling in you and living for you and living through you. You've got to come to something higher than just the performance of religion. The letter of the law killeth. It's the Spirit of God that granteth life. John chapter 12. John chapter 12. And verse number 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father hath which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. You say, I don't understand that. Well, I don't either. I didn't ask you to understand it. God didn't ask us to understand it. He just said, receive it. That everything Jesus said came down from Father. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above. Sit down from the Father of lights, in him whom is there is no, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. That's what James 1:17 says. And dear soul, I don't understand that Jesus said, I only speak those things that I hear. Jesus hearing the Father is a mystery to me. But I know that it's true, and I know that what he said was what the Father would say. You want to know the Father? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Everything I've said, everything I've did, if you want to know how God would act on earth, here he is. Look and see what Jesus did. That's what God did. And that's what God would do if he was, I hate to say it like that, if he were a human being on earth, because he was a human being and he was on earth, and he did it through Jesus Christ, and it's come down from God the Father to us through him. Isn't that gracious? Isn't that glorious? Isn't that good? God is so good. John 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak from himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. That's another thing. The Holy Spirit hearing God talk. I don't understand that. Great is the mystery of godliness. God manifested in the flesh. I don't understand it. I ain't supposed to, but I receive it. I thank God for it, that I do understand it by the Spirit. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. That's what he's talking about. I'm going to show you things to come. John, you can quit weeping. You're an Old Testament believer. Come on over into the New Covenant, the New Testament, the New Contract, and see the Lamb take the book out of the hand of the one on the throne, and see the Lamb, Revelation 6:1, begin to open the seals thereof and to manifest to you that which God's purpose is concerning man's religion, or man believing in God upon this earth, man's spirituality. He shall glorify me. The Holy Spirit shall glorify me. The Holy Spirit shall not glorify a preacher or a church or a movement. He shall glorify Christ. Dear soul, if that church is glorifying itself, glorifying the preacher, and I've seen billboards with a big old picture of preacher, big old picture of the pastor and sometimes his wife, come and experience our pastor. That ain't of God. Can't say that. Not by the Holy Spirit. If they do say it, the Holy Spirit was not part of it. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, Christ's. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Everything the Holy Spirit does reveals Christ, and everything Christ said reveals the Father. And everything the Father says is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God would have you to see. So the Trinity is all about showing you the truth of God as it is in Jesus Christ. Isn't that good? God is so gracious. Oh, my soul. I quoted this. Let me read it to you. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 6. God hath made us ministers, able ministers of the New Testament, or covenant, not just of the letter, but of the spirit of the testament. For the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. That's why he said in Revelation 4:1, come up hither. You must come up hither before you can see and perceive and understand that it's the Lamb of God that is the key to opening up everything that God has. Weep not, John, because the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed. And behold, I looked, and lo, in the midst of the four beasts and the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns, all power, seven eyes, all discernment, which are the seven spirits of God, the multiplicity of God dealing in the earth by the Holy Spirit, sent forth unto all the saints. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Now, this is a book that has seven seals, but it is not a sealed book. Because when the Lamb takes the book out of the hand, he begins to open the seals, and it begins to reveal the New Testament administration of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the way God would have it done. I don't need to go to the Holy Land to find out what God wants done. The Spirit of God in me, that is the Holy Land. Now, I don't need to go and ask the bishop or the pope or the whatever they are. What does God think? I got the Holy Spirit. And everybody that's born again has the Holy Spirit bringing to them that which God the Father hath brought down through God the Son by God the Holy Spirit. And you're able to walk with God. And so one of the things that's been amazing to me in 50 years of ministering is that when God shows me things in His Word and you can tell it's the Lord, I can't explain it to you. This calling that God's given me makes me understand and know and perceive that it's the Lord. But I can't find it in any of the commentaries that I have. There's no confirming word in any of the commentaries. And at one time I was in 5 national sovereign grace conferences with all kinds of preachers coming and going every year. And I didn't hear any one of them confirming what I feel like, what I knew God had shown me in my study. Dare I say it? Well, that wasn't a question to me. Dare I not say it? All that thou seest. I read you that verse in Ezekiel 40 and verse 4. All that you see, set your heart upon, set your eyes upon. Declare all that thou seest unto the house of Israel. Dear soul, if you're ever going to be usable in the kingdom of God, you're going to have to give out everything God gives you. He that is a scribe in the kingdom of God, he's going to have to be like a householder, not a merchant. Well, I'll let you have this, but it's going to cost you. A householder, those are your children. You got food, they're hungry, feed them. Whatever you got, you say, well, that'll make my pantry to be empty. Well, you know where the store is, don't you? Go buy some more. And dear soul, give out everything. David, the son of Jesse, was sent to the battlefield where Israel was fighting with the forces of Philistines. And David was sent by Jesse with a gunny sack with cheeses and breads in it. And go give these to the captains of your brothers. And let them pass them out among the people. And what was David supposed to do? Come home with cheese crumbs and bread crumbs in an empty sack. That's how you get it filled up again. Well, you know, I want everybody to know how smart I am. Just so you don't know how smart I ain't if I don't give you what God gives me. Give it out. The scribe is like a householder, like a daddy, a husband, or a husband and wife feeding their children. That's what you're supposed to do. Everything that you have given is not to be hoarded up. It is to be given out. Listen, God gave me a verse many years ago. Freely ye have received, freely give. Well, if I say this, these other preachers sitting there, they're going to be saying it and they're going to act like it originated with them. Well, it didn't originate with you, sir. Well, yeah, I heard people get up behind me in a year later or maybe in that same conference and say things that I'd said and act like it came from them. Should that make me mad? No. Thank God that you put something out that was usable. Get it out there. None of us originated it. It didn't come from me. And Jesus said, and you need to understand this, Jesus said, it's not my words, it's the Father's. The things you heard me say, Jesus said, came from my Father. Well, if He said it didn't originate with Him, why do you want everybody to think it originated with you, sir? Give it out. You want more bread, more cheeses? Then you give away what you got. Dear soul, the thing that makes me know that there's going to be something from God is my emptiness. Lord, these are your people. This is your church. This is the way you ordained it, and I don't have anything. Then you have everything, Father, and this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. Wow. It's the Lord. He would have you manifested. God is so good. He manifested the Word, the person of the Word, the preaching of the Word. Write these things and send it forth. Get it out. It's God that is doing it. And let me read you something. In John 17, part of Jesus' prayer, John chapter 17, and this is Jesus' prayer, the Lord's prayer, John chapter 17, beginning with verse number 6. And this is interesting to me, because here's the Lord Jesus Christ talking to the Father about this. John 17, 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. I didn't manifest my name, I manifested thy name. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Wow, that's amazing. Thine they were, thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Thine they were in sovereign election. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 1, we were chosen in Christ by the Father from before the foundation of the world. So thine they were, Father, in sovereign election. They're not mine. Originally, they're the Father's. So I gave them your name. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. I am to be the prophet, to declare God unto them, to preach the word of God to them. I am to be the priest. I am to appropriate the sacrifice unto them. But they're yours, Father. Thine they were. He says, thine they were, and thou gavest them me. What for? To give thy word, to declare thy name to. And they have kept thy word. That's an amazing chain. What a glorious linkage that is. From God the Father's election to God the Son's declaration unto them, and to their being able to keep that word that was given to them by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ and God the Father. Verse 7, John 17, 7. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. What do you know, Christian? Whom say ye that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, it wasn't your daddy that told you that, Simon. It was my Father which has revealed that unto thee. Isn't that wonderful? That I have something in me, in my little peanut brain, in my little finite being, that comes directly from God Almighty, but it came to me through Jesus Christ. And there's something that's beating in my heart, the word, the truth, the life, the way. I've come to the Father by Him. Hold your place. Let me show you something. John 6, I think it is. I think it's 45. Let me see. Oh, here's 44. John 6, 44. No man can come to me, don't have the ability, except the Father which has sent me draw him. You've been drawn of God and led along to be able to come to Christ. And Jesus said, don't worry about it. I will raise you up at the last day. And it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. Did you come to Christ? You say, yes, thankfully I have come to Christ. then you came to Christ only as the Father led you to him, and only as you heard the Father tell you of him. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. Isn't that glorious? You say, I have Christ as my Savior. Yeah, where'd you get him? Nobody gets Christ except those that the Father has led to Christ and has taught them of Christ. And Jesus in his prayer is confirming this. John 17:6, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. Did you get a revelation from Jesus Christ? Then it was the words of God the Father. And they have received them and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. It's all brought back into a oneness. God the Father gave the revelation of Jesus Christ to us. And we having the revelation of Jesus Christ in us, understand and know that it could not have come from anybody except God the Father. We have learned of him. We have been brought by him. We have been drawn by him to Christ, because everyone that learns of the Father comes to me. Flesh and blood did not reveal this unto thee, Simon Peter, but my Father did. Isn't that great? Listen what he says in Matthew chapter 11. The book of Matthew chapter 11. Verse number 25. At that time, and here's Jesus talking to the Father again, and I am so thankful that although I could not afford an original copy of any kind of ancient writing, the words of George Washington, here's his handwriting, and you know, you can buy this for $3 million. But this all I have, the words of Jesus Christ written down, and it's mine. Isn't that good? Listen, that's what it says. It says, at that time, Jesus answered. I think I just dropped my, I'll pick it up later. Listen, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You better understand that Jesus Christ knows that God the Father is the Lord of heaven and earth. Because, and you may be surprised at the first thing he says. There's two things he says, but the first thing he says, I'm thankful to you that you are Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. What? Jesus Christ is thanking God that God the Father has hid these things from men, from some men. Yep, that's what it said. Read your Bible, Matthew 11:25. Second thing, and has revealed them unto babes. Wise and prudent. You know what? It's not the intellect. It's not education. It's revelation. Excuse me a minute. Dropped it. It's not education. I'm not wanting you to be ignorant and unlearned. But I don't want you to depend on nothing but what you have studied and figured out and learned in religion out of your head. I want you to further your knowledge in your heart by studying to show yourselves, endeavoring to show yourselves approved unto God. I want you to search the scriptures and find out the things of the Lord. But make sure you understand that the only thing that you have that is truth and is no lie and that can bring you into the presence of eternal glory is by revelation. Listen, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. How do you get to be a babe? You get to be born again. Did you do that yourself? No. In my birth, I was totally acted upon. I didn't originate any of it. I didn't even know that I was being born till I laid in my baby bed and looked up and saw my toes up in the air and was trying to see what they were. It had already happened. Glory to God. God is working in you. God is working in us. And he's working in us by Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit. And he's including the Apostle John and the Apostle Paul and all the different ones, and Peter and James and all the rest of them. And their friend and contemporary teachers and preachers and things that have been useful, people that have been useful and helpful to you. Thanks be to God for all of that. But it was the Lord that did it. It was by birth. And the next verse says, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son except the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father except the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. You need to read that passage, Matthew 11:25 through 27, about four times every day. It wasn't me. It was God the Father. How do you know the Son? Because the Father revealed him. How do you know the Father? Because the Son revealed him. For even so it seemed good in thy sight. That's the way that it is. Now turn over one page to Matthew 13, verse number 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And you know, that was another thing that was wrongfully presented to me in my early Christian life. They said, you know what a parable is? And I said, no, sir. He said, a previously unrevealed truth. Oh, okay. But then I studied the Bible and prayed and asked the Lord, and the Lord said, that ain't true. A parable is something God don't want revealed except to a specific person or persons. Listen, read the Bible. He says, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Matthew 13:10. And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them, watch out now, it is not given. A parable is not a previously unrevealed truth, which if you study this parable, it becomes obvious. A parable is something that God don't want you to know. You say, well, how am I going to know it? What is this whole message about? The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. You're going to get it from the Lord. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Listen. Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. But whosoever hath, to him shall be given. You seeking the Lord, you looking for every crumb you can find under the master's table, God will give you more. He shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, oh, I don't know, I don't care about religion, you know, I ain't gonna read that Bible. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak out to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. Why? For this people's heart is waxed gross, that it's grown dull, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have their closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Dear soul, listen. If you have understood the things of this message that God is bringing to us, and you understand it not like Jesus said, son of Jonah, it wasn't flesh and blood that revealed it, but my Father which is in heaven hath revealed it. If you understand that, dear soul, you got blessed eyes and blessed ears. And there's thousands of religionists round about you that hear these same messages. They don't have a clue at what they're talking about because God's not going to manifest it to them. You say, well, that don't seem fair. Was Calvary fair? Was the crucifixion of the Holy Lamb of God fair? Dear soul, you better let God be God. Leave him alone. Be thankful that you got it. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Preach the gospel to every creature. You don't know who may see and may not see. And pray for every one of them that you preach to and every one you give out the word of God to and everybody you testify to, pray for them. Then leave it up to God. But you need to understand, God gives the revelation. That's what this message is all about. That's what it says. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse number 9. 1 Corinthians 2. And verse number 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Dear friend, you need to cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Spirit, quench not the Spirit. Cry out to God to give you the spirit of revelation and understanding. And God will. He'll be pleased to give it to you. He giveth to all men liberally, it says. Now go to Galatians chapter 1. I'm reading a lot of scriptures. I know that. I'm trying to fortify your heart and mind. Not just get an hour or two with your week. The world has you all the rest of the time. Listen, Galatians chapter 1, verse number 11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not of man. Paul said, I didn't get this from men. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. There you go. The revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave him. Paul said, I got this by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my conversation, my manner of life in times past in the Jews' religion. How that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. I wasn't any good. I was the first Christian terrorist. And I profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceeding zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me on that road to Damascus, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. He said, I didn't go to Peter and James and John and let them teach me what they did with Jesus when he walked on the earth. I was walking with Jesus myself. He appeared to me. Who art thou, Lord? I am Christ. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And dear soul, that's the way it is with you. You can't get this because your mama was a Christian or your daddy was a Christian or your aunt was a Christian or whatever. They can have influence on you, and they do have good influence on you, and that's great. But if you are born again, you got it straight from God himself. God don't have no grandchildren. Everyone that's born again is born of God, the Holy Ghost. God undertakes in his own hands, by his own grace and by his own mercy, to birth his own family. That's the way that it is, and that's the way Paul said. Colossians. Brother Gene, you're going to preach to the whole Bible. Well, I'm going to try. Colossians chapter 1. I just want you to understand and see these things and have it impressed upon your mind, because we are entering into a time of ungodliness like I have never seen before. You need to fortify your mind and heart with the Word of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what this thing is all about. This mystery has been hid, but it's God making known to you the riches of his glory. What is that? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Dear soul, what is your hope of glory? What do you mean? What is your hope that you shall be in heaven? What is your hope of being glorified? One thing, Christ in you. How is that possible? It is possible only by God birthing Christ into you and birthing you into Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. Our time is gone again. It gets by so fast. It's unbelievable. But dear soul, I've tried my best to make sure I stayed with the scriptures and I gave you and fortify your heart of mind with as many scriptures as I possibly could to stay on this subject and to impress it into your heart and mind. But then I leave you to the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the only one I got this message from, and that's the only one you can get this message from. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. Amen.